The French horn is an elegant instrument. It requires patience and expertise to play and to make. Walter Lawson is known as a master manufacturer of French horns at his shop, Lawson Brass. Now he's retiring. Joel McCord of member station WYPR in Baltimore has his profile.
For more than a quarter of a century, Walter Lawson and his sons, Bruce and Paul, have built French horns in a cluttered shop in the mountains of Western Maryland. Their instruments have been played by the finest musicians in the world. But Walter, who works with the radio tuned to a classical music station, is getting on in years, and they are closing down.
Oh, I'm having some problems, physical problems.
Uh-huh.
And so, and I'm 83 years old, and the boys want to get into some other things, so we just decided it's maybe time to hang it up.
They sold Lawson Brass instruments to Kendall Betts, the former principal horn in the Minnesota Orchestra.
Walt's done great things. They've done great things. I can carry it on, I think.
Horn players have greeted the sale with nostalgia. Freelance musician Emil George in Washington, D.C. has been playing a Lawson horn for 16 years.
They have made an instrument that enables us to really enjoy our craft and what we do.
Lawson left a successful career with the Baltimore Symphony to go into the instrument repair business. He set up shop out in the woods, where you're more likely to see deer or an occasional bear than the professional musicians he was targeting. And he found customers in other circles as well.
But the second year, we built a horn for a high school girl in Texas. We built horns for nuns, priests, doctors, lawyers. You know, it's a lot of we built horns for a lot of people who you might call dilettantes.
They make as many as 50 horns a year, priced at about $10,000 each. Lawson says these musical marvels start as a box of silver and brass parts.
This is the levers. These are the slide tubes. These are the crooks. These crooks will have tubes soldered on like that. And this crook is a certain length, and this is what the valves operate.
Sure, it sounds simple, but those crooks and tubes are made from metal alloys that the Lawsons have been experimenting with for years. Emil George says no other horn maker can match them.
I can't tell you how many times people come up to me and they'll say, I've never heard a horn with such a beautiful sound. Now, a horn doesn't do everything. It is a player, too. But the fact is that this metal does have some particularly beautiful quality of it that truly makes their horns magical.
To give you a sense of that magic, here's Kendall Betts, who plays one of the first Lawsons ever built with the Minnesota Orchestra in a 1996 recording of Stravinsky's The Firebird. For NPR News, I'm Joel McCord.